Nothing is impossible to a winning heart. 愿你在这里遇见更优秀的自己。欢迎来到 Gabby 英语，我是 Gabby。
Good morning, everyone. 今天呢，我们来学习一段有关于预订机票的对话。Good morning, can I help you?
Good morning, I'd like to make a reservation to Beijing for August 3rd.
Just a moment, please.
I'm sorry, sir. There's no ticket available on that day.
中速版
Good morning, can I help you?
Good morning, I'd like to make a reservation to Beijing for August 3rd.
Just a moment, please.
I'm sorry, sir.There's no ticket available on that day.
慢速版
Good morning. Can I help you?
Good morning. I'd like to make a reservation to Beijing for August 3rd.
Just a moment, please.
I'm sorry, sir.There is no ticket available on that day.
我们一起来看一下今天对话当中的单词发音以及发音小技巧。
Good morning, good morning.
那么我们要注意一下哈，首先呢，这个 good 尾音的 d 可以被吞掉，它当中呢是一个短音的 u,
good, good.Good morning.
那么 morning, 我们一定要注意，后面有一个 all 的发音哈。然后呢，我们再带出来 r 的卷舌音。
Morning. Good morning. Can I help you? Can I?
Can 和 I 连读。
Can I? Can I help you?
Help 和 you 连读。Help you?
Can I help you?
Good morning. I'd like.那么这里呢 I'd like 尾音的 d 可以被轻微吞掉
I'd like
尾音的 k 也可以被轻微吞掉
I'd like to make
to 弱读变成了 t
I'd like to make
和 a 连读
make a reservation I'd like to make a reservation
这里呢是表示预定的意思
I'd likeTo make a reservation to Beijing.
同样的 to 弱读变成了 to
Beijing. I'd like to make a reservation to Beijing for August 3rd. For August 3rd.
那么在这里呢 August 它呢是表示八月尾音的 t 也可以被吞掉
For August 3rd.
Good morning.
I'd like to make a reservation to Beijing for August 3rd.
Just a moment. Just 和 a 连读
Just a moment.
Just a moment. Please.
Just a moment. Please.
I'm sorry, sir. 很抱歉哈 I'm sorry, sir. There 和 is 连读
There is no ticket available.
那么这里呢 ticket 和后面的 available 可以连读
ticket available.
在这里呢 available 它呢是表示还有的有剩余的。那么 there's
no ticket available
就是没有票了。
There's no ticket available on that day. There is no ticket available on that day.
那天的票呢已经订完了。好，我们再来回顾一下。
Good morning, can I help you?
Good morning,
I'd like to make a reservation to Beijing for August 3rd.
Just a moment, please.
I'm sorry, sir, there is no ticket available on that day.
好了，下面到了我们的翻译时间。您比较喜欢靠窗还是靠走道的位置呢？您比较喜欢靠窗还是靠走道的位置呢？大家可以在留言之处下翻译，锻炼下你的翻译能力。今天对话你有学会了吗？ 喜欢该位节目的朋友记得点赞转发哦，关注微信公众号该必英语，更多精彩内容等着你。 Have a nice day, see you tomorrow, bye!